The first thing you notice about Sam Smith is that voice. A couple years ago, you probably couldn't escape it.
Oh, won't you stay with me?
I mean, it's almost too perfect, isn't it? Well, behind this voice is a man who found fame and then found the need to hide from it. He's avoided the spotlight for the last year and a half, but now he is back.
And every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry.
His new album is called The Thrill of It All, and it's a pretty good way to describe where he's been since he first topped the charts. We found him in one of LA's most historic recording studios. You're at the famous Capitol Studios, right?
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in Frank Sinatra's chair right now.
What?
Yeah, they have his chair here that he used to record in, and I can't believe they still let people sit on it because it's pretty raggedy.
Have you ever done a Sinatra song?
Come Fly With Me was my first song I ever sang in my first ever singing lesson when I was like 9 years old.
So, were your parents, when they heard your voice when you were growing up and you were that 9 year old, were they grooming you to be a pop star? Did they see that future, do you think?
Oh my God, 100% not. My dad's dream for me was to be a jazz singer and sing in tiny bars for the rest of my life. He doesn't love the big arena shows. They were never pushing me in that way. That was on me.
I'm way too good at
goodbye. Yeah, as a kid struggling with his sexuality, Sam Smith had these dreams about making it big.
Of course, that was my escape. I do think a huge part of it is school and boys and being teased a little bit here and there, and I think this idea of fame and becoming a pop star was an escape in my head, and almost like a I'll show you kind of thing.
What were you escaping from?
I think a sadness that I have had in me and something that felt like it was missing. And then when I did become famous, I thought that everything was going to be okay and that hole would be filled, and it isn't. That's what the last 3 years of my life have been about, actually.
To emptiness in my heart.
So Smith hit the top. His first album won 4 Grammys. He won an Oscar for a James Bond theme. But at the same time, the stress was wearing on him. He developed this itchy skin condition. He lost his voice for a time. And then there was his 2016 speech at the Oscars, when he suggested that he was making history as possibly the first openly gay man to win an Oscar.
And if this is the case, even if it isn't the case.
Yeah, it wasn't the case. And Sam Smith took a lot of heat for that gaffe.
Oh my God, yeah.
You don't want to go there, do you?
No, I can go there. I could speak about it all day because it's just a mistake. And when you make a mistake like that in front of 90 million people, it, you know. Actually, do you know what though? That experience, mucking up that Oscar acceptance speech, I think that was kind of a saving thing for me because it made me really stop and figure out what the hell was going on in my head.
There's a song on the new album called Burning.
I've been burning. Yes, I've been burning. Such a burden, this flame on my chest.
I wonder if this relates to what you're talking about here.
Yeah, it's my favorite song I've ever written in my life.
Wow.
It's about a relationship, but it's also about fame, because there's parts of fame which just ruin everything. And I was in a relationship last year, and I felt like it was such a huge factor of that relationship. The relationship ended, and then I remember just sitting down, just asking myself, was this the right choice? Have I chosen the right life?
No insurance to pay for the damage. Yeah, I've been burning love since you left.
I read when I was doing the research to chat with you, one quote really stood out to me. You said that you feel like you're a bit behind in your relationships. Grew up in an area where you were the only gay guy in school, as you put it, the only gay guy in your village. How much did that affect your relationships today?
Oh, massively. I never had boyfriends or girlfriends in school. You know, when all my friends were in those innocent young relationships, I wasn't. I was by myself and very lonely and just falling in love with straight guys, basically. Now, when I'm dating, I do feel like I'm a little bit behind. But I think a lot of gay guys feel like that because a lot of people come out a lot older as well. So it's kind of nice in a way, because you get to feel really, really young when it comes to love.
I just think about the opening lyrics to the song Hymn on the new album, Holy Father, We Need to Talk. I have a secret that I can't keep. I'm not the boy that you thought you wanted.
It is him I love. It is him I love.
That's so powerful.
I wrote that in the shower.
Oh, really?
And I just feel like I needed to say it. It's not about me. It's not about my coming out story. It was just a general coming out story.
Well, there's this tradition in pop music of gay singers performing love songs without using pronouns that would reveal the gender of the person. Mm. With him, you decided not to do that at all. You just said, this is him.
Mm. I mean, I feel like I have become a gay man in the last 3 years. You know, when I was releasing In the Lonely Hour, I'd only been hanging around or dating guys for 2 years. Whereas now I feel I've been to so many amazing gay bars around the world and met some amazing friends. I just feel more comfortable and confident with my sexuality and who I am.
It really sounds like you're coming into your own as the person you want to be with this album.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary being as open as I'm being, because you just got to always accept that there's probably going to be someone close who really, really disagrees with who you are. But that's always going to be the case. Well, hopefully it's not always going to be the case, but for the time being it is. And I'm gonna pray.
Sam Smith, it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. I hope we meet one day.
I would really like that. Let's do it.